warm welcome from me, Nigel Ogden, to our regular Sunday tea time get-together to listen to some of the latest sounds from the pipe and electronic organ world. Well, William Davis and Keith Evans will be joining us later in the programme, but to start the show, Bill Thomas, who was the last full-time resident organist at the Odeon Sunderland, the organ of which we heard on the programme 3 weeks ago. Well, these days, Bill makes regular trips to Ormsby near Middlesbrough to play the ex-Regal ABC Putney Compton, now immaculately reinstalled in the home of garage owner Mr. Bob Freeman. Well, more about all that later on, but for now, on with the music, and a theme from the silver screen, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, including some effective use of the organ's toy department. Thomas enjoying a vintage motor ride on Bob Freeman's Compton at Ormsby. And on to Bill number two, the incomparable Mr. Davis, who returns to the county of his birth this afternoon to play the BBC theatre organ here in Manchester, and a finger-flickering arrangement of The Gypsy Fiddler.
Thank you.
A dazzling performance of the Gypsy Fiddler from Bill Davis at the BBC Theatre Organ. Our electronics spots today feature the Cavendish 906, plus external Leslie speaker cabinet, of course, neither of which are much use without a master of the instrument at the controls. So here's the man who spends a fair proportion of his working life playing them, Keith Evans. Delightful combination of Tenderly and Give Me the Simple Life from Keith Evans. Well, let's head back to the northeast now and listen again to Bob Freeman's three-manual seven-rank Compton at Ormsby. The organ was opened in the Regal Putney by Charles Smart in 1937, but was played for many years by Molly Forbes, who was invited to reopen the organ at Bob's home. Well, I can say from first-hand experience that the installation is quite superb and includes the famous Compton electronic mellotone unit, heard to great effect now in the German waltz Wiener Praterleben, played by Bill Thomas. ¶¶ Bill Thomas at the Freeman Compton at Ormsby. And here's Keith Evans getting himself and the Cavendish 906 electronic well and truly into orbit with the theme from Star Wars. We'll be right back. Keith Evans with Star Wars and the Cantina Song. Now, I have a fairly long list of concerts for you today to cover the next 2 weeks, as we have rather a special programme for you next Sunday, which I'll tell you all about before we finish. On with the concerts, then, in order of appearance. This Tuesday, the 28th, at 8 p.m, Hector Oliveira at the Thurswood Organ Museum, and on Saturday, August the 1st, at 7:15, Mike Hawksley at the 3J's Gomersall. On to Monday, August the 3rd, at the Glen in Leicester at 7:45 with Jimmy Smith, and at 7:30 at Gomersall, Hector Oliveira once again. Tuesday the 4th sees Phil Kelsall having a day off from Blackpool Tower and visiting Thursford at 8 p.m, and on Friday the 7th, Brian Hazelby plays Verzi Electronic at the Municipal Hall, Eston, at 7:30. Finally, John Whiteley at the Gomersall Compton on Saturday the 8th at 7:15, and at 2:30 on the afternoon of Sunday the 9th, Bobby Pagan plays the Wurlitzer at Eston Municipal Hall. Well, I hope you managed to get all that down, and incidentally, Douglas Reeves' organ shows at the Dome Brighton continue each Friday throughout August. Well, Bill Davis closes the show for us today with a profound musical statement on the BBC theatre organ: life is nothing without music. How true. Life is nothing without music. Bill Davis at the BBC Theatre Organ. Now, next Sunday, we're delighted to present the second of our One Organist shows, which will be introduced and played by George Blackmore at the organ of the Capital Cinema, Aberdeen, where he was resident organist for several years. So, do try not to miss that. And with my thanks to producer Peter Pilbeam for today's masterpiece, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the very best, and cheerio till next week.